You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Members of the World Trade Organization are meeting on this last day of April to discuss a proposal by India and South Africa to temporarily suspend patents on COVID vaccines. Backers say it would increase the global supply of vaccines if more countries could manufacture them. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
There's now enough supply of vaccines in the U.S. that pretty much any adult who wants a shot should be able to get one soon. But in most other countries, at the rate things are going, that reality is years away.
We don't have enough vaccines for the world, now or anytime in the near future.
Amy Kapczynski is a law professor at Yale, and she says a big part of the reason is that the vaccines are patented.
Patents are essentially government-granted monopolies. They allow you to prevent anybody else from making something that's covered by your patent.
Which, she says, is not a good idea in a pandemic.
Because we want all hands on deck. We want everybody who is able to make these vaccines in a high-quality way to make them and to help us put billions and billions more doses out in the next 6 months.
But waiving patents alone wouldn't necessarily make that happen, says Jacob Shurko at the University of Illinois College of Law.
It presumes that if we just like write it down like it's a recipe for chocolate chip cookies, we can just like make vaccine tomorrow. And that's simply not true.
Because, Shurko says, vaccine manufacturing is complicated.
It needs skilled, highly specialized facilities. It needs skilled technicians to actually conduct some of the manufacturing processes.
Some of which are company secrets. And forcing drug companies to share their patents would not force them to share their secrets. Glenn Cohen at Harvard Law School says the government had some leverage here back when it was making deals with drug companies as part of Operation Warp Speed.
One could have imagined a version of this where, as part of a condition of receiving the funding, there was more done to ensure access for less developed countries and sharing of technology and sharing of intellectual property.
More than 100 countries back the proposal to temporarily waive COVID vaccine patents. The U.S. isn't one of them. But the White House says it's considering the idea. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.